something, but I need to hear you better.
Blog Talk Radio.
I need to speak more into the phone.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, we are having Psychic Night with Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
I sure am.
Okay, great.
I sure am.
Yes.
You looked really great yesterday.
You looked really great yesterday on the video. That was interesting. The video that we did, it is now on Roku. You can now see it, and it's just I think I love the idea that I cut you off. Go on.
Wait a minute. Is Richard on yet or not?
Richard is listening. Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Barbara will come in shortly. She's with Elky. But thank you for
coming on. Actually, she's right here. I'm going to go ahead and put her on. Right here, we have my co-host.
Hi, I'm here, everybody. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Barbara.
Aloha, Dale. Hi, Johnny.
Hey.
Hello, Johnny. Okay, so I'm at
How
the
you
beach.
Doing?
I am coming to you from Huntington Beach today, and quite happy, TGIF, by the way. Say hi,
what?
Elky. Life, laughter, happiness.
Hi, laugh, laughter, happiness. Hi, I'm just speaking to you.
Okay, so how are you doing?
Hi, Elky.
And hi.
I'm
just speaking to you.
To what? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what happened to them? I don't know.
No, I think they're still here.
Okay. I just want to thank you very much for telling me how good I looked on air yesterday, because I was
You did.
I was nervous, Barbara. You look good. I mean, you always look good. I mean, but, you know.
No, Priscilla, my daughter, looked at that, and she goes, "What? Who's that?" I'm like, okay, my hair was flat, but hey, that's me. That's my face, and my hair was flat, but I don't care.
Good.
Thank you.
No,
well,
you
guys are the ones who didn't recognize
like
me when I put my glasses on. And you're like, somebody goes, "Who's that? Who's that?" And Johnny's like, "Who is that?" I go, "Well, it's me. I had glasses on before."
Well, you know what? We have Richard on the line. Can we bring him in and see what he thought real quick?
Well, how about we do that? I want to be able to get some calls. How about I bring him on for maybe 10 minutes? Is that okay?
That's sure. That's fine with me.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hello, Richard.
Hello,
Aloha. Richard. You are
Aloha,
on live.
Everybody.
Life, laughter, happiness. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Well, thank you. Yeah, I thought that yesterday went pretty good. Needs a little smoothing, but what the heck, for the first time, it looked fine. Yeah, I thought it went well.
So Richard really did look great on the show yesterday. She really did look great.
Yeah, Richard looked great. You guys said I look great. I was shocked, but I have to look at the video. It was such a weird show that we did, but it'll smooth out as time goes by. And Richard, the answer to your question was you wanted me to ask him about going split screen. He's going to check with BlueJeans to see if we can do a split screen one so that we can see the cards and we can see me.
Yeah, at the same time. I thought that would really be neat.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll
there'll be none of this trying to hold a card up and put a card down and all that. I mean, you could see while she's talking and wash her hands and all that. I think it'd really be neat if it could be pulled off.
Well, it'd be nice if we had a camera crew here, too.
Hey, you guys,
that's the charm of it, which I was saying last night at the end of the show. The charm of it is that we're real, and this is real life. We're doing real things, and we're acting like real people because we are that.
That's right.
And that's the charm of the podcast. It's not supposed to be
perfect.
And,
you know, actually, it's actually kind of funny because, like I said to everybody last night about people who major in computer science will actually on purpose make mistakes so that they don't make them again. So that they go into it, it's like, you know, so in a way, everything that we did last night, even though it was a mistake, it's probably not going to be repeated because of the simple fact that it's just like, you know, yeah, it's just, it's sort of like, I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, they're like, what they do is seriously, they would, computer science people, they would have contests to see who could get the most errors on their programs. Because every error doesn't get repeated generally. If you make it, it's sort of like it's. So eventually, you just write a program and then it just comes out the same way, you know, without any problems.
It does. I just appreciate with all my heart, Jonathan and Barbara, the fact of you allowing me to do that. And I'm trying to get it right. I'm going to practice here with the tarot, and I have to do one on Priscilla. I have to do a class. That's the two goals that I have in mind. And realize that your cards change every day sometimes.
Yeah.
If you have violence in the family or something going on, it's going to change. Or if you have happiness and birthday and party and loving, it's going to change. And what I was trying to say is when that devil card came up, Johnny, it didn't mean anything bad. It just meant that, you know, you were sexually attracted to somebody.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Johnny, is that true? Do you feel that? Well, what she
Barbara,
does.
Barbara, we talked about this. I mean, it's about, you know, who I have kind of a thing for. I mean, we've already talked about this, but who knows?
Oh, Johnny. Oh, hey,
what?
You guys, this is a coincidence, which there are no coincidences.
Oh,
I hear.
Go ahead.
A psychic say. Okay. Well, right when you were saying that, Del, Elke goes, hey, I'm back. I'm back from Germany. Johnny can visit now.
Oh. Yes, that's true.
Oh, wow, Johnny, you just got the reading came to life when she's saying you
the
can
green,
visit.
The green light.
Well,
right,
I'm not
Del?
Only going to, I was going to tell you about something else, and I will not go for the sake of privacy. I will not go into details, but there were some legal things that I had to take care of involving the family today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing the only reason I'm bringing that up is that you predicted that last night.
I did?
And,
you did predict that.
Yeah, you said something involving legalities.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Yes. Yes.
But I won't go into the details for the sake of privacy, and it's private stuff. But you were right in that prediction. So it was
thank you. Well, you know what I should do at the beginning of each show is take one of you and just do a reading and see how accurate it is each week before we even start the show.
I do
too. I do, too, and I think maybe next week we'll start that. But, Barbara, I have to tell you something. Really, what happened to me, it's not a coincidence, but it's weird. Okay, you want to hear this weird stuff that happened to me? All right?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Days ago, Richard can testify, I keep my mailbox key wrapped around my mirror because he put it there so I don't.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So all of a sudden I noticed the mailbox key is gone. And I'm going, where is this? What did I do with it? And I'm asking around. Nobody has one and the whole bit. Anyway, something in my noggin said, go to the mailbox now. You know, we have one of those mailboxes, 15 mail, you know, mail things. And I went there. And there was this tall gentleman with white hair, Barb. very, very, very attractive. About tall, thin, nice, and he was at the mailbox. And I said, sir, I'm sorry to bother you. Do you know if the mail lady would leave a key around if we lost it? And he goes, I don't think so. And I said, because he was tall, I said, can you check the top of the box? And he did. And there was my key, and he handed it to me.
Oh, wow. See, you can find things.
Well, yeah, sometimes. But then he says, how did you know? How did you know? And I said, well, we won't think about that right now. Would you like to go to lunch and lady? No.
Normally you would say, because I'm psychic, hello, but you decided not to, you know, divulge that information.
I don't, in this neighborhood, I don't bring, you know, I don't want to. You know, there's a lot of people here that may or may not, I don't impose it upon anybody. Okay? So I said, I don't know, maybe I'm just lucky. That's the best I could say. But Barbara, he even asked me out to lunch, and go figure.
Oh, that's wonderful, except for you're married.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, that was a good thing, but that shows I still have that oomph.
Yeah.
I love
Barbara,
it. It's a confirmation of, hey, you're hot. You're a hot woman. And you're,
yes.
You know, you're wanted.
Yes, and you are too. So, Johnny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yes.
I really think now is the time that you should go down and meet Elkie. I think that would be fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, hopefully Johnny doesn't have to ask his parents. I mean, he is a man with his own mind, Johnny. Can you make your own decisions?
No, it's not that. It's just it's the finances of being able to do it. It's the finances of being able to do it. But I
okay.
think that, you know, maybe you never know. I might get Christmas money. You never know. And so, you know, plus me and Barbara, we are planning a photo shoot. So,
yeah.
But,
Anyway,
would you like to go ahead and
hey, it's in the cards, Johnny. It's in the cards. Have you ever heard of that saying? It's in the cards. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I heard that. All right. Would you like to go ahead and take a call?
Yes.
I think that we already have our call on, and his name is Richard. And hello, Richard. You are live.
Oh, I'm sitting here.
Psychic
Dale
Shear. How are you today? And what is your question?
No, it's
no question. I'm getting a kick out of the all the comments about the show yesterday. And all these things. I think it's anybody listening couldn't help but love the show. Okay?
It was. Okay.
They can see it on YouTube and they can see it on Roku. But Johnny
that
wants
so
to
true.
Take a call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. That's okay. Johnny wants me to take. Go ahead, Johnny.
You want to take a caller? Okay.
Yeah.
We have a caller. We have a caller, Richard. Aren't you going to read Richard? And that, he gets his 10 minutes, doesn't he?
Yeah.
We already used the room.
You want me to read Richard? Is that what you want me to do?
Yes, because he called in, and that's his turn.
Okay. I will read Richard. I will read Richard. He is then I'll go to the other caller. He's a very sweet, nice gentleman.
Oh,
mostly at times. He's sweet. He is a good person. He means the world to me. I mean, as far as he puts me on the right track when I fall off all the time. He tends to put me in the right place at the right time so that I'm okay. He'll be moving soon. I see him moving. He'll probably be coming back this way for a while. And there's a lot of work we're going to do. He's going to be more on television, podcasts, more on helping you, helping me. He's going to be doing a lot of that stuff in the near future. And he's a world-class photographer. So, therefore, I'm going to learn. He bought me a beautiful Sony camera, and I'm going to learn how to shoot properly from him. So that's a blessing in disguise. He has many more years ahead of him as long as he's around me, because I will take care of him and make sure he's fine. And he's all good. He's all good. There's no problem. And that's what I got to say.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Richard probably has about 15 years left. You know what? My stepdad, his dad lived to 106. I had a great relationship with him. 106 years old. He would come to Thanksgiving. He just wanted a glass of Chardonnay. Okay, give the guy a glass of white wine. Okay, Don. I mean, he would give him an inch and then he'd drink it. An inch. Give him a full glass of wine. I mean, he's 106. For God's sake, just fill it up. Right, Richard? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
Where's that halfway step? Don't want to do that halfway
step. Richard likes, and I still have it, he likes rum. And I'm not a drinker. I'm not a drinker at all. And he had me try some rum and Coke or Diet Coke. Woo, I'll tell you, that stuff's strong. I didn't know what I was doing. It was going out of my mind. I didn't even know.
I don't drink hard liquor. I actually just don't. I do wine. That's it. I don't do hard liquor.
Well,
now, Asia, woman, so
right.
Quickly.
I do wine.
Are you ready for the caller now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay,
go.
Sure.
Right. Thank you for calling in, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. I hope we answered all your questions.
Area code 203. You're on the air.
Hey, caller. You're on live with Psychic Del Shear. How are you today?
Hi, everybody. I'm good.
Good. What's your name and where are you from? What is
I'm
your name,
Michelle.
Please? And where are
Michelle?
You from, Michelle?
California.
Oh, okay. And Do you have a specific question, darling?
I hope it's specific enough. Well, I'm hoping to improve my life dear. I sort of have a loose plan to maybe move out of state where I might be happier. I don't know where yet, but my job is okay now. I mean, actually, my job is the only thing in my life right now, to tell you the truth. You know, my daughter's away.
Hello? Stop.
Yeah.
I need you to tell me everything. But Johnny's supposed to ask if you have a specific question. I can't do a whole read, but I can tell you this much. You are going to move, and I say within 6 to 9 months. And it tends to be toward a warmer climate. I don't know. Where are you living right now?
I live in the Los Angeles area, and it's warm here.
Okay. Do you want to stay in the warmer climate? Is that what you're looking at?
Not necessarily. I kind of wanted four seasons.
I figured you'd say that. Yeah, but I see you at first starting off in a warmer climate when you do move. And it could go into four seasons. I'm picking up on different areas, possibly Oregon, Washington, later on. I mean, after these fires are starting to get over with, which I have that tendency that that's happening pretty much soon, I do see money around you. I do see you being fine as far as that's concerned. I just see all kinds of good things coming your way. Who's the guy you're with now?
I don't have anybody. All I have is my job.
So you have your job, but who was the last guy you were with?
There's no guy.
Nobody? Okay.
No.
I But I do see in the future you being with somebody.
That's
definitely
nice.
And I definitely see new things upcoming for I just see people around you. I just see, you know, you can't just work. That's no fun.
Yeah.
But I just see lots of enjoyment, and things are going to change radically in 6 to 9 months. So
well, I hope they do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they're good changes, okay?
Good.
Don't doubt what I say, because if I see you in a warmer climate, that's going to happen. I don't
care,
but I do see it. It could be Florida, it could be Miami, whatever.
The only thing that concerns me is you see me moving again, and I was hoping to more or less settle down.
No, I do see you having the option to move. That's a free will choice. If you want to go, you'll go.
Okay.
So you will have that option to move. All right?
All right.
But
well, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
I'm glad she is happy with her reading, Dale.
I got to focus a little more. So who's the next one?
All right. Yes, it's 859, but before we go on, I should read that the number to call in is 516-531-9874. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
There you go.
Call in. Call in for your complimentary reading with the ultimate psychic counselor, Dale Shearer.
Hello.
Well, I believe it. Hi. Are you, caller?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Great. What's your name? How are you, TGIF?
My name is Lisa. Lisa Combs.
And where are you from, Lisa?
I'm from Kentucky.
Oh, what a wild place to be from. Kentucky. How's the coronavirus down that way?
They report like new cases every day in Lexington. That's where I lived at, but I just moved to Nicholasville, and the cases here, we're not getting as many, but it's not as restrictive. Like, we have to wear masks, mandatory to go patron is a place, but you don't have to worry walking around outside, but just like if you go in the store or something. And we can have like a dinner at restaurants, like, but everything isn't at maximum capacity, but things are open. You can go dine out and you can go to bars and stuff. But they're doing the school online like most other people are.
The same thing in Nevada. Everything's open almost to half to capacity. And you can go into any restaurant, you can go to the bars, you can do everything. I was out today, I was surprised in Lake Tahoe that there were so many people out on the street eating, you know, from the restaurants. But I'm curious when it gets cold where these people are, what they're going to do. It should be very interesting on that behalf. Anyway, what is your question, sweetheart?
About 14 years ago, I decided that I was going to stop dating, but I didn't expect it to be like 14 years later, and I'm still not dating. I guess I just got comfortable, and like I spend all my time with my family, but now I'm starting to wonder, I want to meet someone. So I was just wanting to know if you see me meeting someone.
Have you tried online? Have you tried the computer? Have you tried the dating service?
No, I haven't.
I think that is something you should try. And they have a lot of good ones out there. And I believe that you will get in connection with someone on the internet, and you'll be able to go places and do things. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay.
So you will,
okay,
you will have options. So do you do any computer stuff? There's just a whole bunch of, Barbara, would you know offhand any of the sites that are good?
Good for what? Places for what?
For meeting men.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, oh, for sure. In general, this is what I do. Okay. Whatever I like, if I like golf, if I like doctors, if I see myself with whomever, I put myself in that atmosphere, and I hang out there. I have lunch there, you know, go to the hospital if you like doctors, or go to the golf course if you like golfers. You know, anything high-end, if that's your thing, do that. If you don't care, mm-hmm, and you just want to be casual, then find the local hot spot. And I know it's so scary sometimes because you're like, oh, well, you know,
yeah,
you keep
it
putting it off. Right? You keep putting it off and putting it off.
I do.
And you know what to do. You know where to go. And you just have to take that plunge and step in there. And before you know it, you're going to find yourself a whole new niche of people. And you might just find the love of your life.
Yeah.
I like that, Barbara. I like that. Especially if I were to pick and I were single, I would go to the golf places. I would go, you used to be able to go to the airports. I love travel, so I don't know where you would go for that nowadays. But, you know, the golf courses are fabulous, and, you know, have lunch or sit at the bar by yourself or whatever, and 10 to 1, you always meet somebody. So that's one way to do it, and it's very positive, and it's like get out there, and it'll be fine.
Okay.
So you're getting too loud.
Are you going to do it? Tell us. You can make a pledge
one day
to yourself today.
One day?
No. How about one day next week? How about one day next week? Can you promise us that?
That's a Leo for you. Okay, if not, then just go online to the, you know, on the computer. And, Johnny, do you have any sites?
Go meet a bunch of weirdos online. I mean, come on, Dale, that might work.
That.
Like 1%, you know, out of 100, that might work. And it does. It does work. But why would you limit yourself? You need to get out. I mean, are you in a wheelchair? Are you handicapped? No.
No.
You're a vibrant young woman. There's no reason why you shouldn't step out into your local place and live. Be alive. Say hello. I've got life, laughter, happiness behind me, and I can talk to those people. You don't have to tell them that, but you have us now.
Right.
We're your community. We're your
right
support system. We're positive. We're going to help you out. We're there to talk to. And you go there next Friday night, and you act natural. Just be yourself and see what happens.
Well, let's see if they, with the coronavirus, if you can get out in certain places. I mean, it's a little rough. You know, you can go.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh, I'm down in Huntington Beach right now. It's booming. I mean, I'm staying beyond 6 apart. I'm staying 20 feet apart. But there's people. We're enjoying. And
that's
I
fun
know everywhere in the country it's happening to you as well. Things are lifting off. There's not as many rules. Just take precautions. Wear your mask. Bring your hand sanitizer. Be very careful. And then when you meet that special person, that's even going to be more special because you'll always have that memory of, hey, we're coronavirus lovers.
Yeah. On my birthday cake, Barb, I had coronavirus 2020 as a birthday. You know, it's crazy. Okay, Johnny, thank you for calling, ma'am. I appreciate it. And you got 2 readings for one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. We'll be happy to hear from you again, too.
All right, the next caller is 856 area code.
Hey, caller, you're on with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you doing on this Friday?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Dale. This is Laura in New Jersey. I'm doing good.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Yeah, Laura, what part of Jersey?
Down by Cherry Hill.
Everybody's in Cherry Hill. I have all my cousins that are in Vineland or Cherry Hill or someplace like that. You know, you're like...
Well, we have high-end callers here. We have Cherry Hill callers.
We have
Dale. We know Cherry Hill is the prime spot in New Jersey because Dale Shear here is a Jersey girl.
Yeah, but okay. I was born in Newark and lived in Hillside, Lakewood, Bloomfield, all over the place. And I miss Jersey. What's up with Jersey? What's going on there?
Well, we finally got our restaurants open, 25% capacity. That opened Friday.
So, which restaurant?
All the restaurants in Jersey.
Oh, they're open. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Yeah, that's happening all over. They're opening up and they're going, screw it. You know, they're just like, it's okay. And they're even opening up football. I'm amazed that they're doing NFL with 15,000 people in the stands. I'm like in shock. I just got that heard to me today. So it's all kind of weird, but it's going back to normal to a point. Is anybody there? Oh, okay. What's your question, darling?
Well, I'd like to know about work. I had submitted for a contract in North Carolina, and I just got told yesterday they didn't pick me to interview. So I'm disappointed in that. I have another contract bid out for a job in Delaware. I'm wondering what you might pick up for me about work.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. What about Rhode Island?
Nothing's come up for me in Rhode Island yet.
Have you tried?
I haven't seen anything pop up, but I'll look. You see something in
Rhode Island? I get a feeling of Rhode Island. It's one of the really pretty places. I mean, you know, it's like Jersey is pretty, but Rhode Island is really beautiful. So is Delaware. You have a very good chance in Delaware. It seems like you go through three or four places before you hit and get the right thing where you match. That's what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing you being extremely positive.
Now, are you getting a town in Rhode Island?
I don't know. I can't be that specific. But just, I don't know. What type of work do you do?
I'm gonna just keep quiet about it. But I was curious because I was hoping that is there a timeline on that? Do you think it'll be this year?
Okay. Psychics are not good on time. Anybody that tells you they are is lying to you. But I do go in spaces, and I'll say from 6 to 9 months or less that you will be employed with another job or another, you know, doing something different.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
I mean, keep that in mind. Vivian, it can happen day 1 to 6 to 9 months, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, we need a break.
Okay, Laura, well, we are rooting for you that you will land that career position because Laura has been calling in for a very long time, and she is very capable of handling a lot of positions out there, and she's very sure of herself. I've been monitoring her every call when she calls in, and hey, don't give up. She's not going to, but a lot of people would. It's not so easy out there because when you have that education and you have that resume, which is great, you don't want to just take anything, right, Dale? You don't want to just take, you know, pet walking, or you don't want to just take that.
Hey,
I mean, what was college for?
He
wants something high up.
Nothing wrong with pet walking. But anyway,
No, there's nothing wrong with Adele. Please don't get me wrong, anybody. There's nothing wrong with it. But she is looking for a career. How hard is that during Corona, Adele? Is it hard? Or I mean, okay, you're right. There are a lot of jobs out there. There are. Anybody could get one. But what about a career position? What about a high-end position that Laura is looking for? What do you say to that? I mean, go ahead.
Hello? There are plenty of those options. But she just has to go for it. I don't know. Maybe I'm off today. I should let you do the readings. I'm not doing so well today.
You're doing great. You're doing great. I'm just saying that Laura, who we know for so many months now, she's still waiting for that perfect position. So next time she calls, maybe that'll be the time. I'm hoping.
Right.
I'm optimistic.
Okay. Our next caller is a blocked number, but I screened it. So here's the person.
Hey, person, what is your name? Put a name to yourself and talk to our supreme goddess, Psychic Delshire, the queen of psychic readings. And hello, do not say that you're not doing well today because you're doing fantastic as usual. Give me a break, Dale. Come on now.
Okay. I don't like unknown phone numbers. It kind of bums me out a little bit. But what is your name?
Hi, Delta. I agree with the lady. You are a very accurate, you're our goddess. I think this is my... This year, I agree with the lady because you are very accurate and very happy. I have a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead. Can we lose? Hello.
Where I live, I am not sure if the where I live. I'm not sure where the landlord lady, her name is Pat. I'm not sure she's trying to give me a problem, but I feel very something's off. Can you help me? I don't want to have any problems. I respect them.
Okay, it's where you... I understand that. It's where you live. What area do you live in?
I'm in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Are you near Denver, or where are you near? Where are you near? I don't know if she can hear me.
Denver.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I think you are mistaking the lady. She's having problems of her own that have nothing to do with you.
Okay.
And then you're a very psychic, sensitive person yourself, so you tend to take in that information and believe that it's being addressed to you. When it isn't, she has her own issues. I would just be nice and kind to her and just let it go at that.
Okay? Thank you, Ms. Dosher. I will calm down and pray. Thank you.
Okay, darling. Have a good one. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Yes.
We have a lot of respect to you, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 415.
Okay. 415. Before we start with you, caller, I'd like to say this is amazing and great. Back to normal, Dale. We have callers up the kazoo today for you. And
well,
I'm happy
you.
About it. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Wild.
It's amazing, and I love it. Okay. Hi, caller. What is your name, and what's your question?
Wait, Barbara. I really think that between one of you guys, when we start off the show next week, do a tiny bit of a tarot reading on you to see how the day is going. Is that okay? What, Barbara?
I'm sorry. Forgot my mask, and I got interrupted, you guys, and I'm very sorry about this. I'm walking around here, in my little coffee shop to do the show, which I love. And I and I left, and then I came back and I forgot my mask. They would not let me in, so I had to go get a makeshift mask. So I'm sorry.
Okay,
I didn't hear the question.
My question is, next week, if it's okay with you, Johnny, to do a little tiny bit of a reading on you before we start our show. Is that okay?
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. Why would you like to do that? Why would you want to do that?
Well, just give me something to do.
Okay.
Okay. We'll go to the,
I will love
we'll
to
go
be
to
your guinea pig.
Thank you.
Of course
okay.
I would. It's a perk I have. It's a job perk, a career perk for me. Right,
yes.
Johnny?
Right.
Okay. Who's this person? Excuse me. Johnny?
Yeah. I'm putting,
hello. Okay. What is your name? Wait. Johnny's breaking up. Barbara,
yeah.
We need you on the line. We have a caller. Can you find out? You need to find out.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
What is your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Anne in Smoky, California.
Welcome to the show. You're on.
Yeah,
thank you.
With Psychic
you said you're 415, that's San Francisco, right? Are you there?
Yes, I am. And it's purple air quality, one of the worst levels possible.
I have seen it on TV in Nevada, like Tahoe. They're showing nothing but San Francisco. And Barbara, it's all red there. You guys can't even breathe. And a lot of people are coming up to Tahoe where there's so much blue sky, you know. And I don't know where to run except for I was shocked that Tahoe where you saw blue skies, but you can't go to the beach.
Wow.
I don't understand that at all. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, because you have that fire right over the hill and it's hitting you, and I saw shots, beautiful shots. I hate to say this, but beautiful shots of the Bay Bridge and, you know, Golden Gate Bridge all covered in smoke, and it was red.
Yeah, that lasted one day. That orange light was very bizarre, but that was just for one day.
Okay, and what's going on now?
Yeah.
You're... What do you need to know?
Would like to know about, even before all these fires, it's time to, I want to move out of the city. So if you pick up any, location or how far from San Francisco you see me, I want to stay on the West Coast, but I'm open other than the West Coast.
There is about 25,000 people that are moving out of the Bay Area due to a lot of things, not only smoke.
Yeah,
it's crazy. A lot of people are moving to Tahoe, which is even more insane.
It's in the paper,
Yep. Grass Valley would not be bad. That's a nice, beautiful area. There's a lot of areas, if you take a drive in between El Dorado, you know, County, past San Francisco, that you might be pleasantly surprised. There's no deliberate place that you'll go to, but I think that you'll search it out, and that's what you're going to be doing. And
around Grass Valley?
And Grass Valley is beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, I want more natural setting.
That would be Grass Valley. I mean,
yeah,
you know, unless
for sure.
You come to Tahoe, but all of San Francisco is coming
I'm
to
not
Tahoe.
Interested. Yeah.
I don't blame you because us old timers in Tahoe are very upset with the situation.
Yeah.
It's ruined.
Yeah.
And it's like they're bringing in all their newfangled things of restaurants, and they don't understand Tahoe is one place that you have to have like four different things in one, you know, place in order to buy. So it's rough. But they, you know, I've looked my whole life like you have of where these nice places to live. Grass Valley is lovely. There's another one, but it slips my mind. You just can't think of where. There's Minden, there's Gardnerville, which is absolutely horses and beauty and mountains, and you can have all the dogs you want, and it's nice. So just take a look-see. Take a drive. Get out of the city.
Right. But is that, are you catching that psychically, or is that just your personal advice, or is it both?
I really never know. I'll be very honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's true, because I blurt out things to someone, and I'll make a joke,
and it
happens. And then, you know, I don't know. I am psychic,
sure.
So I'm giving you information. That's coming from there, but where it's coming from, I don't know. All I know is you will make the move and you'll be fine. And, you know, it's time to get out of the city. I mean, it's rough down there. I love the Bay Area. We love it with all our hearts, but it's rough. It's rough. You can't afford $2,500, $3,000 for a studio or a one bedroom. It's ridiculous.
No, it's
as bad as Hawaii. I mean, I live in Hawaii and Tahoe Minden area, and I'll tell you, Hawaii is suffering too. They have 10,000 coronavirus, and that is a small area, and it's really bad. It's really bad.
Yeah,
and
I was in Maui. I lived in Kihei, Maui.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I don't want to live there again. So I know what it's like there.
It's too confining.
Yeah.
It's very confining. I know whenever I went to Outer Islands, I'd meet everybody from Tahoe. What's the point of doing that? So, you know, it's rough. But it's just there's very few places. If I could pick one place myself that I would want to live the rest of my life, it would be Aruba. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in my life. White sand beach, as white as can be, blue seas, and it's a desert. It's unbelievable. So it's small, but I can say this much. You're only 4 hours from Miami, 2 hours from Miami, so it's not that bad. But they have a lot to offer. But anyway, it's there is good times ahead for you, not right at the moment, because you seem to be all in five different areas. You want to do this, you want to do that, you want to do this, and you don't know what you should do first. But the most important thing to do, get out this weekend. Go take a drive.
Uh-huh.
And will that make any sense? You know, to see where you might live or where you might want to live.
Yeah, if the air clears up, I will get out.
Look, you have to understand, the air has cleared. Well, I'm in Minden right now, right at the moment.
Okay.
And it's clear. And I was just up in Tahoe this morning. It was blue sky. Minden is not as blue, but it's fine. I mean, it's, you know, just bring your mask with you. You know, if you go to certain areas, it may be blue. So don't worry about it. Just get out of the city. That's the most important thing, because that stuff that's getting into your lungs is no good.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I like working with helping children. I have a real gift, children.
Mm-hmm.
But the money, that industry, they don't pay people at all. So that's
you do it privately, unless you do it privately.
Do it what?
Privately. You can work with children.
Privately.
And there's another thing you're not looking at, and will come into being in the future. I have friends who work on movie sets, and they work
with
children.
Kids.
Yeah,
yeah,
with kids. So that's
I always imagine that would be great.
But,
yeah.
You know, right now, because they're not filming anything or they're filming very little, but when this all breaks, which it will eventually, You might want to look at that, because if you can work on a movie set, working with children or teaching them or being, you know, it works real well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, Barbara, talk to me. Barbara. Barbara.
Where'd she
go?
You guys, shoot, I couldn't find my unmute button, but I just found it. Everybody wants Barbara.
Oh, popularity.
Wow.
Okay, Barbara, talk to me.
I find it interesting, Del, that sometimes you give more time to a certain person, which, and they don't even have really much of a question, and a person who really has a question may not get it. And you know what? I like that, because you can hit the nail on the head one more time when that caller asks you. So, is this your opinion, or is this a psychic feeling? And you're like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's coming to you, and you're giving it to them. That's all you can do is just report what you feel and the energy that comes your way and what you see and your visions and all that. And that's all you do. And so it's raw. It's raw psychic reading, Dale Shear, basically. And I love that.
Thank you. But you know what I've noticed? I could be talking to somebody, anybody. A friend, a foe, it doesn't matter. And then just in a conversation, and I'll say things, and the next day they'll tell me, you know, everything you tell me happened. I go, what? I was just having a conversation with you. One of my girlfriends doesn't even want to talk to me anymore, because she says jokingly, or whenever I state something, it happens. But I don't know, maybe the psychic, I think the psychic ability is on all the time. That's what I think. So if you don't want to talk to me, don't talk to me. Unless you want to know something. I don't know. That's the best way I can put it. Hello?
I'm right here.
What happened to Barbara?
I was just thinking about that because, you said something, and I don't know. It triggered something, and I was thinking about it. And then the very next day, somebody who I hadn't heard from for a long time said, hey, so-and-so is out of prison, who we did put him there because if you knew what he did, you all would know that that guy deserved to be there. So it was supposed to be for 10 years. And so I was just thinking about it. Okay, I don't know why I was thinking about. I don't know why I was thinking about this so much, but I thought, okay, I'm good. 2 more years this person has in there, and then the next morning somebody texted me and said he's out of prison. So that's 2 years early, and this just happened. And but Dale had done something. Go ahead.
I can explain. You were picking up telepathy. That's all you were doing. The guy was already let out. We were picking up telepathy.
Yes. And Dale, I do this a lot. What is this about me that I'm picking up telepathy so often?
Because you're psychic, sweetheart. Sorry. You can't turn it off. You know, I'll go into an elevator and I'll hear everybody's stuff. I will hear who's having a story with who. I don't want to know this stuff, but it goes into my head, you know?
Wow.
When I do say something important, listen, because it's going to happen.
Okay. Wow, this is really fun. And I loved it when you said in the beginning of the show, or no, you didn't say it today. You said it yesterday when we were on our Roku channel, where everybody can see us, by the way, and tune into that, Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn. You were saying to me that my psychic abilities were going to be broadening, expanding, fine-tuning, all those things. And who was that? Did Richard just say, yep? He remembers.
I don't know. Is Richard still on?
He's listening.
John? Put him on for a moment because Barbara wants to talk to him.
Hello, Richard.
Okay. Yeah. Aloha.
I heard you. Aloha. Aloha. You did hear that then last night, didn't you? What I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then that happened, Richard. So does this happen all of the time? Because you're really good friends with Dell. She says that you're her best friend, and I'm sure that you think very highly of her, and you spend a lot of time talking every day. So is this a normal occurrence for you personally to where Dell will say something, and then the next morning, then you're like, whoa, that happened?
Well, I could give you an example. It may not be close to what you're asking, but we do play a lot of gin rummy when we're together. And we have discussions about this, her psychic ability to kind of read the cards, if you will. And so it becomes a challenge to outsmart her. If possible.
But you're psychic too. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're both a little psychic, or I can add different descriptions of what we really are.
Richard, hold on. Speak for yourself. You're both a little psychic. No, you're a little psychic. She's a lot psychic. She is psychic. She is the supreme queen, goddess of psychic.
Yes.
Okay.
The goddess, yes. The queen, El Supremo, you know, the top of the pile, whatever you want to say.
Now, my Aries ego is going up a little bit. You guys got the Leos going, and it's wonderful, and you're both. Let me tell you something that you don't know, Barbara, is that asset and Richard, too. The more you're around a psychic, you will pick up their energy. And, like, even if it's once a week on the radio, you will pick that up, and you will become a psychic.
I agree.
And you need to know, you need to go to the mailbox and pick up that big thing that I sent you.
I will. Yeah. Well, now I'm going to have to do that on Monday. And I believe I will have three very exciting things waiting for me from psychic medium Dell Shear, which are three of her 10. Did you write 5 or 10 books?
No, I wrote 5. Richard wrote 9, I think. This is my key.
Okay,
he will be writing a new one when I'm around him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have him on our book club as well. But the first book, I'm going to have 3 wonderful books waiting for me from Dell Shear, and she's written 5. And one is going to be The Psychic Within, and is that it? And then there's another one.
Okay.
Tell me what you sent me.
Okay, you know what? I don't know. My husband packed it, so he sent a whole bunch of stuff to me. I think it was a psychic with him, believe, and then, and an angel over here. Then he sent some DVDs and VHS, so you got all that.
Oh, gosh, I will be so happy to pick that up on Monday. And everybody, listen in. We're going to do a book club. And my idea of a book club is, okay, we all get together and we choose a book. Well, I have chosen Dell's book, The Psychic Within, to be our first book. We're going to give everybody a chance to read it, I'd say 1 month. And then we're going to, during each week, on our Life, Laughter, Happiness, it's a Facebook, we have it the page. But there is another Facebook, Johnny, and I named it a blog. It's a blog. Okay. Well, that's where I'm going to start writing about my readings every week.
Where is her Facebook blog?
Johnny, remember? He said, Johnny, he goes, Barbara, I see that you made a Facebook blog for Life After Happiness. And I go, oh, is that what it was? I didn't know, but I do post every single night on it. I send my music. I send my meditation, things that I like.
I send
all the links to the shows.
How
Johnny, where is he? Well, I don't know. I'm trying to ask my co-host. Well, why aren't you talking?
No, I'm right here.
Okay. We have the Facebook page for Life After Happiness. Nobody ever goes there.
Right.
The one that I created, the Facebook blog, how do people find that? What? Elsie, I'm going to close the show in 3 minutes. Like, can you wait 3 minutes? Well, it's 6 o'clock.
Just
we're going to close the show. What?
Search for Life After Happiness and you'll see everything.
Well,
where's
the blog I write on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh.
You told me it was a blog that I made up.
Yeah, let me see if I can find that real quick. Give me one second.
Why is everything, everybody who's listening, I have a question. Why is everything so confusing? Okay, we have our main Facebook page, right? And then we have a Facebook fan page. And then we have a Facebook blog that I just started. And there's a lot of different Facebook applications. Let's make it easy. Yep. Because I have Barbara Moore.
I found it right here. There's a picture. Is it the waiter and the queen?
That's it.
Can you text me that so I know what the heck you're thinking about?
Okay, I'll send it to you in a email.
Okay, so that
can
is
you do
what
that?
We're going to do. Jael, we're going to get that URL, and we're going to blast that all over social media so everybody knows where to join us for our book club. And we're going to start off with your book first.
That's fine. It's so exciting because I want to write another one. In fact, I know I need to use Richard. And you know, it's going to be about our adventures in the team on the
music. That sounds fun.
Is he there?
I would love that.
Is he still on? So where is Johnny?
Ask Johnny because I don't know. I don't do the switchboard.
Is Richard still on?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I wish
people would talk up.
I'm hearing voices in the background and everything else.
Yeah, it's
okay. That happens on Fridays, Richard. Hey, Richard. Hey,
yeah.
I warned everybody, if you want your show on Fridays with me, you might have to take yourself with me wherever I go because
okay,
I
let's
don't.
Go.
Hey, let's
go.
I'll try it.
Anyway.
That's okay. I don't know. We're going.
I thought that was a great thing that you did.
What?
Well, John.
Okay.
Johnny is going to text me. Hello, Johnny. Hello.
I'm right here.
Yeah.
Hi, Johnny.
Why don't you can you laugh a little bit? Why don't you end it?
Can you hear me?
Are you going to text me?
Johnny, please send her the URL. This is where we're going to
I just did.
Thank you.
I just
great.
Did.
Thank you for.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
Barbara, you
want
to do the shout out?
Yes. Thank you, Jael. Okay.
Yes.
Everybody, this was another amazing Friday with our house psychic. I'm going to call you the house psychic. Every Friday, we give you free psychic readings. They're complimentary. I mean, how many people get that? Not many. And this stuff is expensive, especially from the the goddess of psychic readings, Dale Shearer.
We can do.
Okay, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that to you. We're not going to, even though Richard says he agrees with me, you are a goddess. It is strictly just Dale Shearer, a beautiful psychic, and she knows what's going on, and she can read your future. She can read your now, and she could know your yesterday. And that's what they do. And we've got the best one with us at Life, Laughter, Happiness. So thank you, everybody, for calling in and participating with our show week after week. And we're having great, great, great week with you, Dale. And we're so grateful and appreciative.
Please give out my private consultation number. What I'm going to be doing is my card reading for $50 if they mention the thing, if they call me.
Okay. Wow. That would be great. If I wasn't me, I would be doing that. But I get my perk because I'm a Life, Laughter, Happiness co-host. So I don't have to do that. But you know what? That is a very big bargain, you guys. So call Dale now. And throughout the week. And that number again, Dale?
808-372-1816.
Okay. And that is Dale Shearer's direct line. You can also find out more about Dale on our website, daleshearer.com, and our website, lifelaughterhappiness.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, across the board, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Listen to this show and find all of our other shows on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe because we need your support. Okay, love you guys. Thank you,
love
Johnny.
You guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dale.
Good night, everybody.
Aloha.
And thank you to all of our callers, including Richard. Thank you so much. And have a wonderful weekend.